This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wrapping up the last hour of the second to last show. And we got to hope for the holidays. It's a strange one. And we'll jump into it in a second because I think Jake's working on tracking the person down right now. You remember that news story? The headline was some poor Casey kids could have a toyless Christmas because of a group's missed deadline.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
So the one unnoticed email threatens Christmas for more than 300 kids in Kansas City. This past Friday was to have been the fifth year that the Emanuel Family and Child Development Center had arranged for the Marine Corps charity Toys for Tots to distribute presents to disadvantaged kids served by the center. Then on Christmas Day, more toys would be handed out by Santa Claus at another holiday party in which food, clothing, and personal care items would also be offered to adults. So what happened is, you know, these kids who go there during the day, maybe they don't have food at home, they're not going to have any Christmas at all. And by the way, and I don't know how I just got this far into it without saying it out loud, reach out to Michael Bergen because he always has surplus.
Yeah.
Always. Like, always. So hand to hearts. I guarantee you he'll want to be a piece
He's
of this.
He's got a truck of it, yeah.
Guarantee you. But this is, you know, down on, let's say, they don't have a lot of anything, said Deborah Mann, executive director at 2416 Swope. You know, for a lot of those kids, this is the only Christmas they're going to see. It's a bad situation. This is a center that really tries to take care of the kids in the worst possible situations. A lot of violence, a lot of single parents, a lot of poverty.
A lot of at-risk.
Yeah, and these kids...
And it's about the kids and toys, but I mean, beyond that, too, like, they do a lot of stuff in the community with,
right,
as far as homeless folks and feeding and groceries and all those things.
And what happened was, an earlier email from November, it just got overlooked, explained that the Toys for Tots Foundation now requires a list of names of the children to receive the toys. So that deadline was November 18th, and they missed the email, and she fully is like, it's my fault. I'm the one.
Yeah, it was on us.
And but it was too late. So they're now worried, you know, what's going to happen. And they're considerably behind for these kids. And there's about 300 kids that now aren't going to be serviced. And they've been getting some stuff trickling in, she said. But I think we could probably turn this thing around.
And then they give away more toys. On Christmas Day, they have a program called Miracle on 35th Street. And they give away more toys and feed people on that day.
And so it's not the original 300. It's another set of kids. And,
well, it's those kids plus more kids on Christmas Day.
And also for adults.
Right.
Basic things.
The coats, clothes, sweatpants, socks, personal care items, like all those things.
Yeah, man. And that takes cash.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things you can bring. But, you know, toys, sure. New toys, guys. I don't want to get these kids used toys. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the used toys. I'm saying we could probably do better than that. You know, I'd never turn away someone's kindness, but I'm talking about something new, Jake. We need to, well, let's just get on the phone and work our way through this. Because we can get this done. I know it's Thursday and tomorrow is Friday. So there's a push because it's this Friday. And then is it this Sunday, this Christmas?
Yeah, they've
got
to turn around if they're doing something on Christmas Eve is, God, yeah.
No, this has to be done today. We can't push it back anymore. It has to get done today. And the lady's name is that her name, Alita? Or Deborah?
Deborah Mann.
Deborah's who we're going to talk to. Okay. So Deborah's who we'll talk to. He's got to kind of go through the Emanuel Center. He's got to go through about three different stops before he gets to our director, Deborah Mann, who he said is just a wonderful lady. Hold on just a second while he grabs her.
For the past 20 years, the people of Kansas City have helped out the people in Kansas City through Hope for the Holidays.
I want to help this family out and give $200.
I wanted to donate $50.
And I'll pay his gas bill if I can.
Man, we want to give another $500 to help these people out.
People just looking for a little light at the end of the tunnel. People who don't need a handout. They just need a hand up.
We have struggled to just make ends meet, put food on the table, spend one thing after the other. My kids just didn't want to leave my side because they didn't know if Mom was going to be around next Christmas.
This is John the Builder. Let's go $1,000.
We like to give $500 today to help this family out.
We ain't got a lot of cash this year, man, but I can sure do this kid a hell of a nice birthday cake.
Hey, man, I wanted to chip in $500. I'd like to throw in $200.
Just unbelievable. So many strangers want to help me out.
Not a handout. It's a hand up.
I mean, I feel like maybe it's, you know, we can start over. Things will be good.
Thank you for 20 years.
Man, what makes you call?
Just listening to you guys every year, year after year, and, you know, being in a similar situation myself. I've been there, and I'd like to make sure, you know, whatever we can do to help.
The people of Kansas City helping out the people in Kansas City.
It's going to be okay. Hey.
You don't know how much this means to me.
It's going
to
be okay.
Hope for the holidays with you and the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
So I had Jake, I told you what was happening with those kids at the Emmanuel Family and Child Development Center. And these kids are pretty at risk, man. It's a tough part of the city. Deborah, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Hi, nice to have you on the show. Nice to meet you. So I saw the news story of what would happen. A simple mistake. You missed an email. And Toys for Tots had changed up their directive, and you need to lay out the names of their children for them, and that's how they decide how they're going to distribute it. And now all their toys have been distributed. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
And so tell me about these kids that you're helping.
We serve low-income families with single moms, young moms with three or four children, and we serve a lot of people in this community. And it was just, I would think I was crying and in devastation when I found out Monday that we didn't have any toys.
And there's nothing to do because it's not, you know, it's a mistake. And there's nothing wrong with Toys for Tots. They've distributed their toys now.
Oh, no. The toys, I don't even look down. They did their job. We just missed the email. I mean, sometimes things go to spam and you don't even know
sure.
that they're there.
Happens. To me all
we
the time.
We didn't know it was there. It's just, it was 6 days before Christmas, and we found out we didn't have, we wouldn't be getting any toys this year. They've helped us for the last 4 years, and it was a shocker, but.
That's awful. And then these kids, and these are kids that, there's a good chance there's nothing at home for them. This is the only Christmas they'll experience.
Yes, we have families, you know, that are going through hard times. Some have lost their jobs, some are homeless, some are just experiencing hard times, and Christmas is not a priority right now for them because it's more of, you know, keeping the lights on, keeping food on the table. And when we can help these families, that's what we're here for in this community. We're located in the heart of the crime areas, and so it's important that we help the families in the community.
Well, and for these kids, you know, it's not even just the gift itself. It's just when everything you see on television, everything you see at school is dedicated to be good. Here comes Santa. We're all going to get this, and it's all about this, you know, idea of Christmas and children being happy. It's never been more glaringly obvious to a kid in that situation that something's different in their life than all the other kids they see on television, the kids they see on movies, the kids they see on, you know, these commercials on and at school. It's
I
think that's the beginning of many kids' wrong journey is that feeling of being different, of being somehow. Something's wrong with you, like you're lesser, and I think it's you know, it's no one thing, but it's this series of disappointments that give you that terrible worthless feeling, man, as an adult.
Yes, and that's why it's so important. You know, when you look at children in the inner city, if their foundation and their life is not what it needs to be, and then they go to school and then they struggle in school, and so many of our families are going through a lot, and so it's important that we help them, and it's important that we help these children understand you can have a wonderful Christmas in spite of the circumstances or situations that may be going on in your home.
Yeah, well, and listen, life is coming at you full bore as an adult, and it's not fair, and it is hard, and you want to give these kids as much childhood as you possibly can.
Yes.
It's, and I mean it with all my heart, and so look, I know some stuff's been coming in. How many kids are we talking about Friday, which is tomorrow, and then Sunday as well?
We're talking about over 300 children tomorrow, And then on Sunday, we don't know how many may show up. We usually anticipate about another couple of more hundred children at our event. We open up on Sunday as well, and we do a big community event where we serve the families and the kids in the community who don't have a place to go for Christmas. We do a big dinner. We give away clothes and toys and personal care items, and we're just making an experience that you don't have to be home alone on. So not only are we serving, doing the kids for tomorrow, we're also doing kids that may be in a community that are not experiencing
right.
Christmas as well.
So Jake said that you thought you could knock it out for as little as $1,000?
Yes, we've had some support in the community, and I was just thinking, okay, what would get us over the edge? How could we extend this? You know, some of these kids have never had a bike, and I was thinking, if I could get every child a bike that has never had a bike in their life, it would be an awesome Christmas day. And that's what we're trying to do, just get over the edge, buy some things that kind of personalize it for some of these kids who have never had these experiences,
sure.
You know.
Well, listen, I'm going to go to work on this, Deborah, and I know we're on a short deadline because tomorrow is the first, and then Sunday, of course, Christmas Day, which you'll be spending your Christmas, I guess not with your family, but you'll be spending it with your extended family down there at Emmanuel Family and Child Development Center.
Yes, that's correct. My kids and my family understand that Christmas is not about us anymore. It's about meeting a need in this community. So we will all be at 3510 Prospect on Christmas Day, getting ready for those hundreds of people that'll come in, that'll eat a dinner.
Why do you do this? I mean, you're not doing this for the money. No, nobody I've ever met who works in situations like this ever got rich. This is something different.
No, it's about meeting the need. It's about this community coming together and trying to see a need and doing something about it. So every dollar that person gives is going toward those kids.
Yeah, but Deborah, honestly, no, forget about it. That I understand. But why you? Like, why don't you? Clearly, you're a smart lady. You could do anything. But why do you devote your life to this? What inside of you is what says?
You know, I grew up in this neighborhood, and I vowed that when I grow up, I would come back. I always knew when I was a kid I wanted to be a teacher, and I wanted to help people. And so that's my life. It's about helping inner-city children. I remember when I was in sixth grade, I went to a school called Milton Moore, and I had a teacher there that told me that you can do whatever you put your mind to do. Don't ever give up. And so that's my message, and that's what I do. For children, I give back. I want to make sure that they have the best opportunities and they have things that they would never have. And if I could help them have them, that's what it's about. It's not even just Christmas. It's about year-round, making sure these kids have the opportunity to have the best in their life, even though their circumstances say different.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. You got to give them hope. You got to give them something to look forward to. You cannot.
Exactly.
You can't, once a kid decides his future's done, that you're off the path and you don't come back.
Right. Say that again.
And I said, if once a kid thinks there's no future to look forward to, just done, then they never try again. And
You know, unfortunately, the children I serve, the jails that's being built, it's being built for them.
Sure.
And most of the time, it's by third grade, if they don't have an education that they need, they're going to drop out of school. So if we can make life a little better while they're here at Emmanuel, that's what we're going to do.
I got you. Hey, listen, you hold on a second. Hold on a second, Deborah. All right, so, listen, I'm not good. Not 1,000, dude. We can do better than that. And these are kids, like, look, there's so much division in this world, but the truth is it all starts when you're a kid, and maybe your home life's not going to be great, but if these kids have somewhere to go, it's a happy memory. It's a good memory where someone tells them they have worth, something tells them that they have value, that they, you know, there's no, not everything has to end the way you see at home. You know, only a handful will make it. I don't know what their percentage is, but you gotta try for them, right? I mean, that's the single most important thing you can do. Jake, you tell me when you want to stop. I'm going. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? David.
Yes. How's it going?
Good, good. What can I do for you, David?
Yeah, I would like to help these kids out.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got $200.
How old are you, Dave?
I'm 38.
38? Sound young, my friend. $200, you're a beautiful man. That's a good start.
I appreciate it. I had a good year, so.
Good for you, man. All right, listen, we're going to go fast, guys, because we got a long way to go on this. What's your name? Mark, how are you?
I'm good, Johnny. How are you?
Good, good. What do you got?
I got 200 for you, Johnny.
Can you hit it at a U.S. bank? Hope for the holidays?
Yes, sir.
I need you to get it out there today because I'm going to write this check today because we got to get it to them tonight in order for tomorrow morning to work, all right?
Will do, sir.
Thank you, man. Marcus, you're on the air. Good morning. Marcus, are you with me?
Hey, yeah, I'm there, Johnny. I got $100 for you.
Good man. Can you get it to the bank today?
I can absolutely get it there for you.
Good
if these folks are going to work that hard in this community, we got to do our part, too.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Michelle, hello.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
I'm donating $100 to
beautiful
kids.
You got kids, Michelle?
Yes, I have three, and you guys helped us out a couple years ago for Christmas.
What happened with you?
I was down on my luck. I didn't have work. Unfortunately, with my trade, didn't have any work. So you guys helped me out. My turn to return the favor. Me and my kids were reading about this just yesterday, and now I hear it on the radio, so my kids wanted to help out. So.
But after the people in Kansas City gave you a hand, did everything, it got you back on your feet and everything worked out, huh?
Yes, it did.
I love that. I love that. That's the very point of it all.
Exactly. It's about kids, really.
Well, hey, listen, it's good to hear your voice again, Miss Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you. Quentin.
Hey, what's up, John? I have $150 for him.
It's cute. It's not heavy. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Yep.
Oh, my friendly little carcinoma. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. People like her and organizations like Toys for Tots are the reason my brother-in-law and my wife had great childhoods because, you know, they suffered. They had a single mom, and people like her and organizations like that made them who they are today. So my brother-in-law and I want to donate $150.
Beautiful. Yeah, you know what to take it. Hope for the holidays. And Q, I'll see you this weekend.
Right on.
All right, brother. Hey, Bart.
Hey, John.
What's going on, man?
$250 for you.
Awesome. What do you do, Bart?
Oh, I work in IT.
You got an extra $250?
I got $250 to give these kids some hope for the holidays. We got to show them that we care.
Beautiful, man. Get it down to any U.S. bank. Just tell them hope for the holidays. Drop it in. Where are we at right now?
1,000.
1,000? John the Builder, how are you?
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Good.
I love hope for the holidays, and I love Kansas City. Where are we at on this?
We're at $1,000 right now.
Let's go 1,500 and let's go. Let's get it.
You're going to take us to 1,500 or you want to give us 1,500?
You know what? Give me 1,500 and I'll just give 3,000 back. How about that?
Hold on. now you got me all wound up. Hold on. John, you
1,500. I love kids. I've got three of my own and it's getting close to time. It's crunch time. So let's get them over the top.
Dude, I'll tell you what. These kids may all end up with a bicycle.
Let's do it.
Good man, you are something. Awesome. Nikki's wondering how much Jake gonna get a confirmation because now we've confused poor Nicholas.
I just want to be sure.
So now we're at 3,000.
Yeah.
No. Now we're at 2,500.
Yes.
Yeah. Now Jake's confused. Why don't you find out, Jake? All right then. All right. Listen. You're on the air. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
Johnny.
Yes,
good morning.
Sir. Good morning. What can I do for you,
Ben? I got 500 to throw in.
Ooh. Ben, what do you do for a living?
Industrial sales.
You got kids?
I do have kids. It's important that kids have bikes. So.
Yeah. No, man. They feel some worth, some love, something, man. Just some good feeling. And it's not the amount of it. It really isn't. It's that, look, every kid learns from the time you're a little kid. Be good or Santa won't come. Santa's watching. All good little kids get toys. Everybody. It's going to be this beautiful, glorious day. And if you've done nothing, and you're a great kid, which obviously all kids are great, but it's not even that you ended up with nothing. It's that you just, well, then what did I do? And that sense of what self-worth just caves in, I think, for a little kid. And pretty soon, why try, man? If you feel like you're worthless and you got nothing and nobody cares and you're not worth anything, then why would you try to be a better person? Why would you try to escape out of it, you know?
You're getting me all choked up, man. It's important, so I'll have it over there today.
You're a good man. So, our total now would be
3,000.
Hey, Deborah.
Yes.
Could you get those kids bikes for 3,000?
I'm getting every child in this center that can ride a bike, whatever you get me. There's, I looked last night, they're about $79 each at Walmart. I'm getting every one of them.
All right, listen, if that won't cover it, I'll keep going.
I'm just in awe. I just can't believe this. I've never seen nothing like this in my life.
No, it's...
I've been doing this for 30 years.
It's our pleasure, Deborah.
I'm in awe of this community and the need and how they come together. These kids have never had a Christmas like they're going to have this year. Never.
Hey, I also have a good friend named Jimmy Costantino, and he wants me to let you know he's got $1,000 worth of groceries, a gift card, for any of the Costantino's Price Chopper Sunfresh Apple Markets. So I'll also have $1,000
worth. You know what? It's so funny. The Price Chopper on 63rd, they always donate like cheese and stuff like that to help us with the dinner on Sunday. Is that a Costantino's out there?
I'm sure it is. If they're helping you, I'm sure it is. It's that family has always been incredible. But I've also, when you come up to pick up the check, I'll have $1,000 gift card for you to go out and you guys buy all the food you like. Just make it a great day on Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
All right. But just tell me, like, don't be bashful. Well, if you're handled, say yes. If you're not, I'll keep going.
I don't know if I'm handled, but I just didn't want the community, you know.
But for Friday and Saturday, because listen, we can get this done. But I just, you tell me if you need more help for this weekend.
You know, when I have 35 kids, I'm buying a bike times 79. What is that?
That'd be 30. I mean, let's say $3,500.
Okay.
Hold on. 1 second, please. You know what? Forget it. I got the extra 500. I'll put it in. I got it. I'll write the check today. Yeah, I'll make sure it's $3,500. So there's all those kids get bikes.
Okay.
All right. And I have a friend who has a foundation called Hand to Hearts, and he collects toys all year on motorcycle runs. I know Mike always has a surplus. So I've got another bank of toys, of smaller toys, different kinds of toys, not bicycles, mm-hmm. that for all ages of kids, that I'm going to put you in contact with him. And look, he's a little rough and all, but he's got a big, big heart, and he's a good human being.
These kids are never going to... They're not even, oh my gosh, they have never in their lives had a Christmas like they're going to have this year. We usually give one toy per kid every year because that's all we get.
Well, let me know, okay?
We get about 3 or 4 toys.
Take a few pictures and I...
Oh, I'm taking pictures.
And let me know how it goes. And God bless you, man. You know what? You're a good human being, Deborah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you get a chance on Christmas Day, stop by 35th and Prospect, 3510.
You know what? I may. You know what? I normally am pretty free that day, believe it or not. I may roll by.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to meet you if you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Take pictures with me.
Yes, ma'am. Stay right there. I'll put you on with Jake. All right. So $3,500. Take care of that. $1,000 on top of that. Make sure that Mike Bergen from Hand to Hearts, and I know he's at work right now, but we'll get him. I know him. Like, he'll be pissed off if we don't access him. And that's why he does it twice a year. So, you know, we'll get this handled. Good. Well done, you guys. Nice job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.